This is Roscoe. It's been so long, I forgot how to do this. Airline.
Is that, did that work? Oh, hello, Roscoe.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just chewing on some ice cubes.
Where are you calling from? Missouri?
Springfield, Missouri.
And what might the vibe be?
Well, today's vibe is kind of a suburban junk food vibe.
Uh-huh.
I just, I tried real hard to be good on the breakfast thing, but, you know, something about, like, being in a car and being able to order from the drive-through window that sort of pulls you in.
So let me guess, you had a 64-ounce Slurpee for breakfast.
64-ounce Slurpee. Yeah, and then I went and got a couple of classic Missouri hamburgers.
Ooh.
So how's things out there? Is it raining?
Nope. It's actually rather nice out.
Oh, it's raining like hell down here.
Really? It's beautiful here.
So I got some nickel parts for my gold top Les Paul. And I found I was just calling Andy York's machine when I realized it was vibe time, because I got him a Roland Space Echo.
Well, I want one of those.
You want one?
How much was it?
It was pretty darn cheap.
How cheap?
Cheaper than the one that I got for Simon.
Because there's one at Mojo, but it's $250.
No, I got it.
I mean, I'd take it one decimal point down the line.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got it for considerably less than that. So, I mean, that was good. I didn't even call the guy, you know, I figured I know he wants one.
Huh. Well, I'm sure he does. If he doesn't take it, I'll take it.
He's probably, like, excited right now at home, you know, because he's hearing it on the Vibe report.
Who, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Andy. Like your soundtrack.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, loved your latest, man.
Hey. Bruce, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was speculating as to whether you could hear me or not.
Uh-huh. No, I'm getting a total hi-fi modern phone hookup vibe going today.
It's great minds thinking alike, because I actually broke the fast food ban and went and got a bean burrito at the Taco Bell yesterday.
Youch. How was it?
It was really nasty, actually.
Good.
It made me very musical, as things turned out.
Well, this food today has tasted so much better than the airline food. Northwest is really down on the bottom of the food chain.
TWA, man. The worst airline.
I don't know, yeah.
Well.
Northwest, you go through Memphis, and it's all these little, you know, there's a few little jets peter into Memphis, and then from there go all these archaic prop planes. You know, so
folks are going to dust some crops along the way.
Yeah.
That's corn to your left and snap beans to your right.
I'm following I-44 down to Springfield. Well, I guess that's all my... I don't really have too much of a vibe. It was kind of a nice week, and I'm just down here for a couple of days, and we'll be back, you know?
Well...
Lou, I've been trying to get him... to send me one of these Boxcar Willie does the old rock and roll classic CDs, you know?
Uh-huh.
And,
I heard Lou's name being bandied about up at a record company this week.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to run this Arthur Alexander interview as soon as the vibe's over, and then they were discussing possible bands for Arthur to tour with this summer, and the Skeletons were at the top of the list.
That would be a good one. But he would never send me the CD, so I just figured it was time to take matters into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Come down here. This amp shop, they had a lot of good stuff. I have to, you know, they had a couple of them Bandmaster heads, Bruce. I don't know if you're looking for anything.
That requires money, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If you can figure out how their security system works and, you know, give me the address.
Ah, well, it's pretty slow.
You know how I am about dogs.
Well, I guess that's enough vibe. You guys got some noise cued?
We're going to run the Arthur Alexander interview right now.
All right, well...
Okay, Roscoe.
We'll see you. I'll catch you for breakfast.
Aloha.
Easy.